That was the title track from Dissimulator's Lower Form Resistance. I would like to report on the Northwest League, where the Vancouver Canadiens play, at this time. Three games were on tap for August 17th. The Vancouver Canadiens shaded the host Spokane Indians 5-4 with a run in the top of ninth at Avista Stadium in Spokane Valley, Washington. The visitors' Hillsboro Hops doubled up the Eugene Emeralds 4-2 at PK Park in Eugene, Oregon. And the host Everett Aqua Sox exorcised the Tri-City Dust Devils 11-5 in 7 innings, with 9 runs in the bottom of 3rd at Funko Field in Everett, Washington. On August 18th, Spokane scored 4 runs in the bottom of 1st, but Vancouver fought back with 5 runs in the top of 3rd and eventually won 9-4. Meanwhile, Hillsboro jumped Eugene 5-1, and Everett survived a 9-8 barn burner over Tri-City. There were 3 venue changes on August 20th. Vancouver tripled up the visitors Everett 6-2 with home runs from Cutter Coffey, Peyton Williams, and Jace Borofin in Rogers Field and Nat Bailey in Vancouver, BC. Meanwhile, the host Tri-City blanked Eugene 5-0, highlighted by Sonny DiChiara's grand slam off Esmerlin Finicchio in the bottom of 1st at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington, and the visitors Spokane thumped Hillsboro 11-3, highlighted by 5 runs in each of the top of 8th, 9th innings. On August 21st, Hillsboro quad damaged Spokane 4-1. Eugene exercised Tri-City 7-0, highlighted by Bryce Eldridge's 3-run home run in the top of 1st off Ryan Costiu, and Everett edged Vancouver 7-6. On August 22nd, Vancouver bested Everett 6-4, Tri-City defeated Everett 5-3, and Hillsboro thumped Spokane 8-2. 3 games are on tap today. There is 1 game in progress where Everett and Vancouver are tied at 2 in the top of 9th, with the Aqua Sox scoring 2 runs in the top of 9th. Later on, Eugene renews in Pasco against Tri-City at 7:05, and Spokane resumes in Hillsboro. The first pitch for both games are at 7:05.
If you're a Canadian Indigenous student considering many life choices about your future, Inspire can help. If you need ideas about possible education or career path options specifically for First Nations, Métis, and Inuit folks like you, join Inspire's mentorship program, Rivers to Success. It's free to register, and you'll get plenty of up-to-the-minute information about university, college, and vocational trade schools. Most importantly, again, it's free. It's free, it's free, it's free. It's online, and we have monthly events with prizes. Discover the many potential job and study opportunities that are waiting for you across Turtle Island. Register online now at rivers2success.ca. Again, that's rivers2success.ca.
Here are the current standings in the Northwest League, which is in the second half. The Spokane Indians, an affiliate for the Colorado Rockies, and the first half division winner, are first in the second half at 31-20, but the Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays, are also at 31-20, tied for first. The Hillsboro Hops, an affiliate for the Arizona Diamondbacks, are third at 25-26. The Everett Aqua Sox, an affiliate for the Seattle Mariners, are 4th-24-27. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate for the San Francisco Giants, are 5th-22-29. And the Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate for the Los Angeles Angels, which play out of Anaheim, are last at 20-31.
At Inspire, we know a lot about Indigenous success. It's what we build together each and every day. We're one of Canada's leading nonprofits. Not only do we help erase the financial burden of post-secondary education costs for First Nations, Métis, and Inuit students across Turtle Island, we also provide access to future career and education prospects for Indigenous students through our Rivers to Success mentorship program. It's free to join. Register today for monthly events happening across Turtle Island. You'll get the latest information about your future post-secondary and career options. Register online now at riverstosuccess.ca. Again, that's riverstosuccess.ca. Register today. Prizes, information, and fun are waiting.
Welcome back. The sixth act is Dog Me 96's Moments from the Void. The tune is A Waltz for Dead Sailors.
Does
I'd like to update on the Western Lacrosse Association at this time. It is an amateur league men's senior A box lacrosse sanctioned by the Canadian Lacrosse Association, with many players playing in the professional National Lacrosse League every winter. The 2024 WLA Finals kicked off on August 17th between the third seed Langley Thunder and top seed Victoria Shamrocks, as Victoria survived a 10-8 barn burner at the Q Center in Colwood. Game 2 shifted to Langley Event Center on August 19th, where the visitors Shamrocks frightened the Thunder 11-7 to grab a 2-0 series lead. On August 21st, Victoria grabbed a 3-0 stranglehold after a 14-9 slugfest over Langley at Langley Event Center. The Shamrocks can become the 2024 WLA champions tonight as they host the Thunder at the Q Center in Colwood. The ball drop for Game 4 is at 6:30 p.m.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations. Postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Now I'd like to talk about the Surrey Police transition at this time. It had been the most polarizing topic in Surrey for the last 6 years. The then-Mayor Doug McCallum pursued the Surrey Police Service, which was approved by the BC government in 2020. Fast forward to 2022, Brenda Locke, who campaigned to stop the Surrey Police Service, became the mayor by beating McCallum with less than 1,000 votes on October 15, 2022. But Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, ordered Surrey City to continue with the Surrey Police Service on July 19, 2023. However, Locke's fight did not end right away, as her two petitions against the BC NDP government for a judicial review on being forced to continue with the SPS was rejected on May 23, 2024, followed by her acceptance of the court's decision on June 10th, and culminated by an agreement between the BC NDP government and Surrey City on July 10th, according to a BC government news release. Surrey will receive $30 million a year to 2029, when a financial guarantee of up to $20 million, if the SPS salaries are higher than the RCMP, may kick in and continue until 2034 for a total of up to $250 million. Surrey will fully support the transition to the SPS and not impose a police tax in the next decade. In addition, according to the BC government news release, the SPB budget, originally requested at $141.5 million, fits within Surrey's financial budget and will hire 526 officers by the end of 2024, 67% of all Surrey police officers. Over the weekend, the SPS had a booth at P&E for the opening weekend of the 2024 P&E Fair, where yours truly attended on August 17th, when the SPS Community First Unit attended Hockey Night in Canada play-on tournament. In addition, the SPS supported Passion for Youth Soccer and Surrey Food Bank at Movie Under the Stars. According to Sergeant Dale Quering, who is part of the SPS Community First Unit, which was further explained on August 20th on the SPS website, also promoted on the SPS Twitter. There are four SPS Community First Unit programs and initiatives. Coffee with the Community is where SPS officers bring coffee, tea, to Surrey's most vulnerable individuals, on partnerships with Surrey Salvation Army, Surrey Urban Mission Society, and Surrey Urban Food Bank. Club Fit Fridays is where two SPS officers coach athletes with intellectual disabilities on a partnership with Special Olympics of BC. Supper for Seniors is where SPS officers deliver supper to seniors on a partnership with the Cloverdale Community Kitchen. And last but not the least is Walk the Beat Wednesdays, where SPS Community First officers meet business owners, residents in their neighborhoods. Also on August 20th, the SPS announced that they are hiring constables for youth services, promoted on their Twitter. Yesterday, Sergeant Dale Quering, who is part of the Community First Unit, tweeted pictures on his Twitter page, retweeted by the SPS Twitter page, on another session of Coffee with Community. As of today, just a minute, please. Just looking at the latest numbers. According to the SFU policing transition page, it has hired 370 sworn officers and 67 civilian employees. The SPS is slated to become Surrey's police jurisdiction on November 29th, 2024.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
The seventh act is Drum Machine Mike's The Space Between. Just a minute, please. There's several albums here. Oh, now I got it. With Speech Patterns. Thank you. thank you for listening to episode 32 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. Now to the last tune before 4, it's Ava Strange's Disruptor. Here is Blame It on the Stars.
Dirty streets, blood on the stairs. Someone stepped in it, nobody cares. 1 a.m., a dude's approaching me. I'm skating home and broke at the coupe. Lost my job, yeah, I quit. Lost motivation and I feel like shit. No one's blame, maybe the rich can bail us out before we're homeless. Well, the planets are retrograde. That is large solar flares. We're getting hit by cosmic waves. And it's never gonna be fair. Will speak of the happenings of soon. It's dark outside, but the buildings like the sky. I see no stars, the fault not mine.
I'd like to provide an update on the Everett Echo Sox Vancouver Canadiens game in Rogers Field and at Bailey at Vancouver, BC. The Everett Echo Sox are currently leading the Vancouver Canadiens 3-2 in the bottom of 10th with 2 outs.